So this morning was again one of those days where I had a lot of trouble getting into the feeling. Where yesterday it went extremely well. So well that I did it twice. I did it in the morning and I did it early evening before dinner. And both times I brought up the feeling of the having of the 3.6 million. In other words, I put them in the bank and I just used my imagination, I guess, in a sense, or perhaps I should say more pretending. Basically, in my head, they're just sitting in the bank. There's 3.6 million sitting in the bank account. I know which branch, which bank, because it's my bank. And I know which account because that's my account. And I just basically put it there. So much so that it feels like it. I can feel it till the whole emotions, the feelings and everything come into place. And I keep going once it's there, keep strengthening it by staying focused on it, so much so that I begin to believe it. Again, because we tend to believe our own feelings and emotions and thoughts. See, everything starts to come together. There's the feelings, there's the emotions, there's the thoughts, there's the confidence, there's the physical feeling to it. Everything has a play, and they're all at different degrees, because it's also different for everyone else, you know? So everyone senses it a little different. But nevertheless, the point is, I become convinced that it's already there. When I become convinced, there is a click, a really strong feeling. That's the only way I can describe it, I guess, you know, because the word feelings is a very broad word, you know, and it can describe a lot of things that are going on inside. So it's not a 100% accurate word, but close enough. There's definitely a feeling there. And it's greater than the feelings that I've so far been having. In other words, it's almost like a new chapter. So I'm reaching newer highs as far as sensing that it's there, convincing myself that it's there. Now, the thing is, it was so strong yesterday, and today, well, it's a little bit off again. Also, today I'm a little tired again, and I believe because I put so much in it yesterday, that today I'm a little tired from it, because like I said, I've reached a new level of feeling it, of experiencing it. So now, what I want to talk about is what these feelings and emotions are all about. And the reason I think we should discuss it some more is because the questions that I'm getting for my first book, Living on Love, the Messenger, there is a question that just keeps getting asked over and over again. And in my first book I said, you know, sending love. You feel it, you sense it, there's an emotion to it. When it's flowing, you can really feel it. Now, a lot of people write and they say, listen, I think I'm sending it, but I'm not sure if I can feel it. So, you know, the next person will write, well, I'm not sure I can feel it. I don't have very strong emotions. I don't have very strong feelings. And I'm not a good visualizer. I'm not a good imagining things. And so, you know, there's all these little issues. And what happens when I'm not feeling very good? I'm angry or upset. And I'm trying to send love, but I don't feel it. It's actually a simple question, not so simple to answer though. And it's a very good question. A lot of it we've been going through in this process. But there is one issue that has to be understood, absolutely understood, I think, at this point. And even though what I'm about to say may not be 100% correct, I think it's correct enough that it can be used as a step to stand on until we get even a greater understanding of it. So I'll just go ahead and do it, and I think in some sense we need to take it with a grain of salt. But it will give us a good understanding regardless. It's again, it's some things are worth believing in. Especially if they work for the time being. So emotions and feelings, they're very closely related. An emotion is something that we have become to believe. A feeling is a sense. You know, it's not as strong. A feeling is something we would have before we have an emotion about it. Once it's really set in and we believe it and we have confidence in it, then it becomes actually an emotion more than a feeling. Now, the feelings, in a sense, do two very basic things. And they do this simultaneously. One, they tell us what we're thinking about. And two, they allow us to experience our life. In other words, without the feelings and emotions, it would be very difficult to experience life. So we all have feelings and emotions, but we have them in different degrees, because if your life is very hard and difficult and painful, and most of the feelings, emotions, that you experience are, you know, painful, hurtful, well then we have a tendency to tone them down so we don't feel as much, obviously. Then when we make a bit of a switch to do something positive and like sending love and that, then it may seem more difficult, but it's not, because the degree is relevant to you. In other words, you can send just as much love out of you that is required to create something else as another person who may feel more, in a sense, than you do. You know, I am not a very high-feeling person, in a sense. So, for me to feel something, it takes a lot more, in a sense. And also, I have to continue on sometimes more, longer periods to get a good feeling of it. And that's because, well, in the past, my life wasn't that good, and mostly what I felt was pain, so I toned everything down. I toned things down so much so that, you know, you can take a knife and literally carve away on my skin. I have very little feeling. This does change, because I have more feeling now than I used to. I used to be even more numb. But as my life changes and gets better and better, this reverses again. So, it's just part of it. So the idea is, you know, if we compare ourselves to other people and we go, oh, I think that person imagines things better or visualizes it better or feels it better, that's really an inaccurate, you know, description, because you can't really honestly tell how they visualize. I mean, they may describe biting into an apple where they actually hear the crunch, and they may taste on the tip of the tongue their apple, even though there's really no apple, and so forth. And you may be trying to do the same thing, and you get a different sense of it. That's an individual thing. So, let's just melt it down to feelings. Because that's mostly what we describe. We use the word feelings more casually, rather than using the feelings and emotions and so forth. I'm just going to tone it down. When we're looking at something that we do not like, our feelings go towards the negative side, and we don't feel so good. And that is the job of the feelings, to let us know that we're actually looking at something we do not like. And it's not just that we're looking at something we do not like, we might be looking at something in a way that is not going to bring us what we want. In other words, you can look at money and feel bad. That's because we're looking at money in a negative way. Or you can look at money and feel good. And that's because then we're looking at money and feeling good. Because the difference here is this. You look at money and you feel good because you're looking at money and saying to yourself, in a sense, and believing this, money comes easily, money's abundant in my life, money's a real joy in my life. Now, another person who looks at money and sees lack says, there's never really enough to go around, I work so hard for it, and it just seems to disappear, and every time I get a few cents together, something happens, and poof, it's gone. You see, that person in a sense then is looking at money in a negative way and getting a negative feeling. And that's what that feeling is supposed to do. It does two things. One, it tells you that you're looking at it in a negative way. And two, it's giving you an experience. See, without those feelings, there is very little life experience. It's the feelings that really make your experience in life. At what level those feelings are, it doesn't really matter. That's up to you. You can feel joy with great highs. You can feel sadness with great lows. The level at which you tune it to, that's your business. Just like some people listen to the radio low. Other people have to have it cranked absolutely high. That's the difference between someone that feels a lot and someone that feels a little less. That's all. They just got the volume turned. It doesn't deafen the experience in a sense, just the volume of it. So, what these feelings are doing, they're actually telling us what's going on. Now, there's always energy being sent from us. There's always a flow of love. Always. It can never shut off. If it were shut off, that would be it. You'd be dead. Your body would cease to exist. That's just over. That energy is actually what sustains life for you. Scientists already know that our body isn't self-sustaining. Our food and water that we drink and eat is not enough to actually sustain our physical body. It uses much more energy than what that material supplies. So, there's a constant energy flowing from us. There's constantly a vibration emanating from us. But how do we know what that flow is doing? You see, so that flow and that vibration is constantly doing two things. The flow of energy out of us, love, the flow of love out of us, is creating our life. The vibration that we are emanating from us is attracting to us the equal of its vibration. We have a vibration of us of a lack of money, and we walk around in our lives with that, like I used to in the past, then lack of money is what I attract. I attract other people with a lack of money. Other people with equal vibration. You see? So, how do I know this is happening? Oh, by looking around, obviously, and knowing I don't have enough money. But let's say I had lots of money right now. And all of a sudden, my vibration tone changes. Pretty. So my vibrational tone changes to a lack of money. So how would I know that? I mean, I would have to be monitoring my vibrations, you know, what I'm sending out, and monitoring my energy. Well, how would I do that? Ah, feelings. You see, that's what they're for. They tell me what is going on. So, I look at money. I feel positive. That's what it's telling me. That I'm sending out a vibration, vibrating out, that is an abundance of money. And I'm sending out energy, love, that is actually creating more money for me. That is creating the abundance that I'm sending out. Now, there's a level of this, of course. And as the level changes, your feeling changes. See, you can have different feelings on the positive side of this money. And your feelings tell you exactly what you're creating. You might have a reasonably good abundance of money, like a good income, but not what you really want. And your feelings will tell you that the energy you're sending out is creating that. So, how do you change that? Well, that's what we're doing actually here. And in a sense, what we've been doing with creating the $3.6 million and putting us in a place where we have them already, we've actually been sending love. That's actually what's happening inadvertently, and in a more simpler and easier way, that's what we're doing. Also, we're putting ourselves in a vibration that matches abundance of money. Now here's a little tricky thing. You see, we've been putting ourselves into a place of experiencing that money before it's actually here. Now, everything we've been doing is to put ourselves in that place, to send out the love, the energy, to create that, to materialize it in our lives, and also to set the vibration. So, as we walk along during the day, we vibrate the vibration of abundance of money, and we attract circumstances, coincidences, people, and events that reflect that. We look at magazine articles. We look at things advertised in them. We don't see them so much more as expensive, but as items we can afford or have if we want. So everything begins to change. And we know that our vibrational tone is changing to abundance as we are doing this more and more. So here's the tricksy thing. Because when the money comes, then we have the feeling, right? Because we have the money, and we will feel abundant. Well, that's not necessarily true, you see, because there are people who have that money who don't feel very abundant. And you might say, well, then how do they have it? Because at that level, it's sort of an abundance level, you can again have a feeling of not enough. So, even though they have the 3.6 million, it's not enough for them. It's always short of what they want to do. You know, they look at a house and it's worth 5 million. If you got 3.6, well, it's not enough. It's not 5 million, so it's not enough for them. So they're living in the same state of not enough. They just happen to have more money at that state than, let's say, we do. but they're still in the same situation. Same as a person who may live in Mexico and has less than 10% of what we have, but compared to others around him, he's still wealthy. See, it's all degrees, and wherever you are, you can still have that same negative feeling. Now, when the money comes, let's say where we are, because we bring about the positive feeling and thereby sending out the love and thereby vibrating in the right vibration for it, the money comes. Then what? See, the money doesn't actually create the experience. The money doesn't actually create the feeling. When the money arrives, no feeling comes from the money. There isn't an energy beam that beams into your head from the money and creates the feeling. We do that. When the money's sitting there and we go, I can really feel it now, what it's like to have $1 million, because you got it stuffed in your shirt pockets. Yeah, of course you can feel it. But guess who's creating the feeling? You are. Not the money. You are. And in a sense, how that's being created is very simply. It's there, and now you're vibrating in the having of it, and the love of flow, love and energy is flowing out in accordance to that, and so your feelings are responding by telling you, this is what you're doing. It's all reflective. So, by bringing about the feeling first, in a sense, everything else falls into place. So we have to understand now, if we're feeling bad, it's, what does that mean? It means we're looking at something, and giving that something energy, in a sense, creating it thereby in our lives, vibrating like it, thereby holding it to us. See, because you can create something in this world and not have it near you, or affect you, or even ever see it. But your vibrational tone then attracts it to you. Here's a dividing zone for you. You can actually create the 3.6 million in reality in this world and not have it. That's because you've probably done everything to create it. All the energy's been sent out, but it can't really come to you because our vibration is amiss. Because our vibration is like a magnetic field and actually draws it to us into our experience. So, it's there, it's just not here. So the two have to combine together, and that's why we're doing it this way. So, if we are feeling negative about something, whatever it is, that is a signal. That's all it's doing, it's just signaling us, hey, is this what you want? Take a look. Now you're going to have to change it. Sometimes, that's not so easy. And why is it not so easy? Because it's a feeling. And we actually have to change that feeling. And how do we change that feeling? By looking at it either differently or looking away and looking at something else. Now, if it's something that we have an emotional attachment to, like, for instance, my wife being ill with cancer. Very difficult for me to change my feelings about it. You see, when I look at it, I know what I think about. I think about her dying, disappearing, her hurting, and all that stuff, right? So, obviously, I get a negative feeling because, what? I'm putting energy into the wrong thing. So my feelings are telling me that. Again, I have to switch it. If I'm actually sending it love, I first have to actually look at what I want. In other words, her, healthy, happy, running around, jogging around, playing around, just doing the things a person does when they're happy and healthy. And I have to just put that in my mind in whatever way it goes in, be it imagination, be it visualizing, be it pretending, whatever degree works, and all of those tend to mix together in a person, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of imagination, a little bit of pretending, a little bit of visualization, and so forth. You mix them together in your own concoction because each individual is different. So, till you get a good feeling. You feel so good that she's so happy. That's when the love is flowing. Now, if for some reason you can't do that because you're just so emotionally attached to the sadness of it, what that's simply telling you is that you're not really actually sending love, in a sense. You're not really flowing that energy and you're not vibrating in the right vibration either. You see, as we change our thoughts, our feelings change. So we think of her as a healthy, happy, go-lucky person who is just full of energy and bubbly. So the energy out of us, the love, begins to flow and begins to create that. Now, our vibration then also changes, and our vibration is like a magnet. Attracts things and situations to help bring that about. Now, the individual in itself can have the opposite. And if their degree of strength to the opposite is engaged, then we tend to not cure them. Because theirs, in a sense, overrides until they make a shift. Now, this is sort of what I believe, in a sense, right? So this is what I believe. And this is what we kind of talked about the other day, where I believe we also have the ability to override that, but I'm not quite sure how to engage that yet. But I will find that. You know, it's something that I desire to find. And, of course, there's still questions. Should a person, can a person, why, like, can a person do it? Like, is it right in the sense of can a person do it? And so forth. But, regardless, we'll just stick with this for the moment to answer that question about feelings and emotions. And how it all sits. Now all this, you know, does sound good and make sense and so forth, but it's not always so easy to do because things happen during the day and then we get a reaction. See, we're doing a third thing with our feelings. We're reacting to things that go on around us because we're observing them and then reacting to them. And that's where, let's say, watching the news comes in. See, we look at something we don't like. Our feelings then engage and tell us we're sending energy into that, change it or look away. And we haven't quite got the training to look at something negative. Notice that we have energy flowing in a negative way and instantly be able to change it to a positive. Or look at something negative, in a sense, see it there, and not actually let it affect our vibrational tone and what's flowing out of us. That takes a lot of practice. I mean, to a certain extent, I get better and better at it every year, every day, every week, and so forth, but there is still a large degree where it's difficult for me to do, and so I never watch the news because of it, ever look at the news. I mean, why would I want to sit through an hour of horrible stuff and bring myself down? Then all I'm doing is I'm vibrating in that, I'm flowing the energy for that, and I'm not creating what I want. And each time, I'm actually putting energy into that. So, with a billion people looking at that crap, what do you think we're all doing when we're sitting there? All sitting there focused on that. We're giving that energy. We're not solving it by staring at it. We're making it even worse. So, that's hard to accept, and it's a hard thing to balance out. See, because someone else can easily make the statement, well, if we don't look at it, then how do we know it's there, and how do we ever do something about it, not knowing that it's there? Makes perfect sense. Right? I didn't say this was all easy, and I didn't say it was all worked out. In a sense, for all of us to do this is a new thing, and we have to find our way in it. So each individual has to find their way in it. And just realize that the feelings and emotions that we have are actually our guidance system. So as we begin to make the change, and a billion others begin to make the change, the world in itself begins to change. Also, a lot of people go into sending love into the world as soon as they read about it in my first book, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, it shows, you know, people care and so forth, but in reality, I think it is better to work on your own life and yourself first. And that sounds selfish, but it doesn't, because there you can increase the flow of love the fastest. And as you're flowing it out, it's going into the world regardless. But the actual end result will be more flowing into the world than if you go directly and flowing it, spending time flowing it into the world. And I'll tell you why, because it's a great big world, very big world, and it doesn't take long before you get disencouraged. Because by flowing it, in a sense, just into the world, you're not necessarily allowing it to come back in your life. So your life isn't really necessarily improving every day, which doesn't allow for improvement of the flow of love every day either, right? So you get kind of a combination there. So it's more important to directly improve one's life and then send some out. Or, you know, do a percentage thing. 80% you, 20% the world, sort of thing. Because then you're gaining strength every day, you're improving every day, becoming more powerful every day, and I think we can do more for the world than the end result. It's just like I'm saying, we need to find that key to open up more of our abilities. And at least by doing this, we are doing something towards the steps of finding that key to open up our abilities. Because like I keep saying, we have the ability, each individual, to take the mountain from there and literally move it over there. Now right away we talk about consequences, about the mountain being there instead of here and so forth, but that's not the issue really. The issue is we have the ability, and it's time to begin to open it. And we do that by making some effort in what we know increases our abilities. And so this is again where the $3.6 million come in annually. Because we've taken something, we focus on it, it improves our lives. The changing the feeling of it improves our lives, improves our strengths and our ability to create, and our, puts our focus on something positive. So at least we're not giving the negative things energy. And if the negative things, the things we do not want in our lives, do not get any of our attention, they do whittle away. They run out of energy and slowly disappear, unless we put more energy into them. So I hope that this answers some of the questions about feelings, emotions, and visualizing. Visualizing is a tough thing, you know. It's hard, especially when you haven't experienced certain things. And that's why it's easier to pretend, in a sense. So use the word pretend, because it's a mixture of everything, and it's a mixture in whatever happens to work the best for you today. And pretend something is there so much till you believe it, till you feel it. The feeling is the experience. So the feeling tells us we're focusing on it, what we're focusing on, and it's there to give us the experience of it. But without that feeling, the experience is sort of limited. You know, without having a good feeling, a fun feeling of buying a new car, of driving that new car, it's all actually based on feelings, isn't it? The experience is actually a feeling and emotion. A lot of people say, well, I don't have much feelings. Well, sure you do, otherwise you wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't go play golf, or you wouldn't go for a walk, because if there's no feelings, there's really not much benefit. It's just sometimes the degree, and sometimes the association we've made to feelings. You know, to the things that give us the feelings. For instance, I'll give you an example. In the past, I had a bad negative association towards apples, and it came about very simple. When I was growing up, somebody beat the crap out of me quite often, very severely. This happened several times when I was eating an apple. Because where I was, we had an apple orchard. Now, I began to make that association with the apples, and for years, although I loved apples, I hated them. It was kind of a combination. Only now am I really starting to enjoy apples, because I realized what was happening, and once I realized that, I could do something about it. I could change the association. But the point is, I was at a visualization place. And what did they do? They told us to visualize an apple and eating an apple. Well, it turned out to be extremely difficult for me. And I ended up not feeling very good. And why not? Because that apple was an association of having the shit kicked out of me. So I'm visualized having an apple, and right away I start getting bad feelings. And the visualization doesn't work very well, and I can't bring about a positive feeling of it, because my mind is making a negative association. So we have to sometimes realize these things are happening. And if it doesn't click somewhere, well then, you have to look at why and see if you can try to discover why. It's not something someone else can do. I mean, I'm 48 years old. It's taken me, 48. That means it's taken me 37 years to figure this out. It's insane, isn't it? I mean, it's just insane. That's the stuff that sometimes I really don't like about life. I mean, really, you know, I've hung on to this for this many years. You know, I couldn't eat apples because of it. Sad, isn't it? I could eat apple pie, but not apples. Anyway, the trick is to keep working and keep working and keep working. Even when it fails, we're not sure if we're getting any further. At least keep trying, I guess. And keep trying. It would be silly for me to give up. The answers are there. You know, we don't always have the right answers, but we'll use what we have until it changes. So every answer you get, remember that it may only be a temporary answer to get you one more rung up the ladder to a better understanding. And then be prepared to let go of this wisdom that worked today. Because tomorrow, it may actually be wrong, and that's fine. Then we accept our new knowledge and our new understanding, and we move forward. Rudy.